Blog Talk Radio.
Ice cream conversation. Ice cream conversation. Ice cream conversation. Forever on the grind all day, every day. Ice cream combos, always real, they never play. Tune in 10 a.m. every Monday to Friday. Why didn't I do this sooner? Only thing you ever say. Exobian caller, best host of all time. Blog Talk Radio listeners will say they never lie. Check every story they run, like me with the rhymes. When other shows report anything, it should be a crime. Entertainment news, yeah, I gotta get mine from ICC, and you should be inclined to do the same if you got half a mind. I do cosign these ladies and shine like Frankenstein. They cut it that they design. IceCreamConvos.com. The morning show, 10 a.m. Welcome to ICC Radio.
Well, happy Friday, good people.
Happy Friday.
Happy Friday. Good morning and welcome to the Ice Cream Combos Morning Show, where we serve delicious scoops of entertainment every morning at 9 a.m. I'm your host, Zaviera.
And I'm your co-host, Carla.
And today is April 15th. Hashtag the tax man cometh. Hashtag you don't want that business with them IRS goons. Hashtag you better get right or get gone. And I mean out of the country. Yes. So today is tax day, and I already woke up with the bubble guts.
Yeah.
I ain't gonna lie to kick it. I woke up with the bubble guts because it is tax day. It is my least favorite day of the year, I tell you.
Came fast. It always comes so fast, right?
It does come really, really fast. So if you have not done your taxes yet, I suggest that you head on down to whatever tax service that you plan to use. And just a sidebar, why are they trying to play me with, what's the dude, Anthony Davis? Is that the one with the unibrow?
Yeah.
Is it Anthony Davis?
Yeah.
Why they got him
in
an H&R Block commercial, knowing there
is
no H&R Block employee on this planet that can handle the taxes of an NBA player?
Exactly.
Really?
So, well, now that you said something, I just thought about that because I forgot about that commercial. That is very true.
Really?
Good so observation. Y'all... Great observation.
So, y'all take me from black folks dancing and shimmying, and this is how we do it with Jackson Hewitt.
Oh,
now,
remember
y'all...
that worst commercial? Oh, gosh, why'd you bring that back up?
Now I'm supposed to believe that Anthony Davis get his taxes done at H&R Block.
Wow.
Okay.
That's too
All
funny.
Right. All right. I still remember how the girls down there used to struggle with my little tax return and my $3,000 in earned income credit, let alone an NBA player. Stop playing.
Yes, with anybody around the way can work at H&R Block. We all know that. We all know somebody that works. I'm not trying to put people down that work at H&R Block.
But I tell you this, I can work in H&R Block, but I can't do no NBA players' taxes, I tell you that.
Nah. Oh.
Stop it.
Not at all.
So, yeah. H&R Block, shout out to y'all because y'all tried it. All right,
yeah,
so yes, the tax man cometh. Today is April 15th, and my good word of the day is good energy is contagious. Now, good energy is contagious, but I need you guys to remember that bad energy is treacherous. Yesterday was a terrible day. On a calendar, I just put a sad face. Yesterday was child. Yesterday, I just want to erase yesterday off the whole calendar. First of all, the radio show would not allow us to get on the radio, so that was for starters. Then the site was having technical issues, so I was having trouble posting on the site. So now I'm already got the, you know, I've already got the shittles, you know, my attitude is just terrible, right? Okay.
Yeah, it's just, you know,
I go to pick Destiny up from school, and I get pulled over by the police to get a ticket. Now, mind you, he didn't pull me over for a huge crime. He pulled me over for, I guess, what do they call it? Rolling a stop sign. And he brought my attention that it is against the law to have both of my Apple earbuds in my ear while I'm driving down the street. So I'm not sure if I really got pulled over for allegedly rolling a street sign or if I got pulled over for having earbuds in my ear. I don't know. So I'm going to let all y'all know that he was just picking. He was picking.
Yeah.
On top of that, he would pull me over and give me a ticket when I was running late to pick Destiny up from school. So when she come out, she got the gas face. So I was just like, you know what? So today, I came back in the house, and that's where I stayed. I didn't go nowhere else. I wasn't trying to deal with nobody.
Oh,
I ain't talking to nobody on the phone. I wasn't chatting with nobody online. No, no. All I did was post my little stories to ICC, the ones that I could get to post. But, yes, so today is a brand new day, and I'm ready for some
yesterday.
Good energy.
Let's forget
and
that
I'm
day.
Happy.
We need to forget yesterday.
Oh, I'm so happy to be here. I'm so happy to be here, and I'm so happy that it's Friday. So I get to kind
Absolutely.
Of let my hair down a little bit. So,
oh, yeah.
Carla, you know what time it is. It's my favorite time of the day. Let's go.
All right, let's hit it. First, all right, we got quite a few today. I'm going to start with Flex. Flex Alexander celebrates his 46th birthday today. So happy birthday, Flex.
He still looks good. Him and Shanice.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I love them. That's mm-hmm. got to be, like, hands down one of our favorite couples because they're just everything. So very special happy birthday to Flex. Carly Rae is celebrating her, I have no idea, which birthday this is for Carly Rae. We're not doing that this year. You know,
no,
last
we still,
year.
We still haven't solved
we
the
still don't know how old.
Of when Carly Man, Benjamin listen. Button Red was born. Because Carly, listen, we have not solved that mystery. She is the one person on the planet who has done a spectacular job at keeping her
yes.
real age under wraps.
Seriously. How though? How though? That's all I'm saying.
Houseway.
If y'all know Carly, y'all. So, happy birthday, Carly, however you are. I mean, however old you are, sorry. Samira Wiley celebrates her 29th birthday.
That's Poussey from Orange is the New Black. No, I'm not being nasty. That's the character's name.
Poussey. You see, I waited for you to say it.
Yeah, I know. You're going to put on me like, nah, that's not me. That ain't me.
Mm-hmm. Word. So that's our girl. So very, very special happy birthday to Samira. Esther Dean celebrates her 34th birthday today.
Wow.
So,
that's
you know
girl.
Esther Dean. Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Gotta love Esther.
Now,
so,
for those of you who
birthday.
Are like, I don't know Esther Dean, let me tell you something. If you like Rihanna's music, you know Esther Dean.
There it is.
That's
Absolutely.
All I'm going to say. Esther Dean is responsible for Oh, Nana. What's my name? Oh, Nana.
Yes.
She wrote that. Basically, all Rihanna hits, Esther Dean probably.
Right?
Probably
hit making.
Yeah.
Pretty much. So, happy birthday, Esther. And lastly, Danny Pino celebrates his 42nd birthday today. What was mm-hmm. that, Detective Amaro? Is that his name
on
Law and Order? Yeah, he is. That's Bay. Definitely.
Point.
Yeah, you gotta love Danny. Danny's so handsome. So
yes, he is.
Very, very special happy birthday to Danny.
Mm-hmm. It's your world, Danny. It is your world.
Okay? Yes, yes, yes.
Oh, my
so,
goodness.
That's it. You got any special birthday shout-outs?
No. I don't have no birthday shout-outs today. But we would like to extend a happy birthday to all of our ICC friends celebrating birthdays today wherever you are.
Yes.
Enjoy your day.
Happy
Turn up.
Born
don't get arrested.
Day.
I don't want to hear nothing about it on
Please
Monday,
don't.
Okay? All right.
You're spending a whole weekend in jail. Don't get locked up on a Friday. You already know how that goes.
Mm-mm.
Just saying.
Mm.
Yeah. None of that.
All right. Well, happy birthday to everyone. All right. So, Carla, we got a lot of ground to cover. So we're going to have to talk like those auctioneers. Are they called auctioneers? The auctioneer people? Be like, somebody got arrested. Somebody got arrested. Somebody had a baby. NBA player. NBA player. Kobe Bryant. Stephon Marbury. Not Stephon Marbury. Stephen Curry. That's going to be like Stephon Marbury. I'm sorry, my bad. Stephen Curry. Okay. Yes.
Why, zombie?
Because, you know, anytime we miss a day on the radio, you know, we usually run through what's going on. You know what I'm saying? So when we miss a day on the radio,
yeah,
I feel like, I feel like we missed a lot.
Oh, yeah.
But we'll get what we get to, and you know, anything else that we miss on today on the radio show, you know, you can get all the scoop at icecreamcombos.com. And for those of you who are new to the radio show, I'm not sure if you know, but on Friday nights I now do a live stream on Facebook for 1 hour on Friday nights at 10 p.m. So feel free to come in and enjoy that and kick it with me there, and you can actually see my little mug. Sometimes my hair be done, sometimes I don't make no promises. Okay, alright, so
come check us out.
Yeah, so first things first, Carla, let's slide up to your part of town, because for those of you who don't know, Carla is located in Pennsylvania. I'm located in Atlanta. But why y'all running into Diana Ross up there?
Oh,
y'all just going to crash into Diana's limo?
Listen, That's some people from Lehigh County. There's some people up in Lehigh County. Yeah, listen, that's not us.
Well,
yeah,
for those
wow, though.
Heard, legendary diva Diana Ross was involved in a car accident on Wednesday. She said that she's mm-hmm. sore and she does have a bump on her head, but the show must go on, darlings. The show must go on.
I know
so,
that's right, Diana.
Absolutely. She
I
was
did.
In a limousine and she was headed to mm-hmm. the Sands Bethlehem Event Center when a SUV struck
okay.
her limo. So, but she's
wow.
okay. She's okay. So that's the good news. God is still in
Thank
control.
God. Yes, he is.
We
take
okay. Yes. So I'm shout out to Diana Ross. So I just, I hope her little boo boo go down because, you know, I don't need Diana with no knot on her head. Them little speed
no,
knots.
Diana, exactly.
No,
for real, no. All jokes aside, is she not a young
yeah.
whippersnapper no more, even though she still looks good? But,
yeah, because you know. She's, is she, well, how old is she? 72 or 79?
72, right? Yeah, technically 72, I think.
I'm sorry for those, seven extra years. I just tried to drop one. Sorry about that, Dinah. All right, so let's get into some baby scoop. We got a lot of baby scoop going on. First, congratulations
oh, yeah.
to Drea in Orlando. They welcomed their
Aww.
Baby boy, Drew Scandrick, but it's spelled J-R-U. Everybody wants to be different. It's spelled it's spelled J-R-U, but it's pronounced Drew. So they welcomed
mm-hmm.
him on April 8th, so they are absolutely elated.
Mm-hmm.
Drea was already on Snapchat showing off her snapback. Now, let me just
wow.
talk for a minute, because I know we don't have time to dig into folks today. But as a mom, and I know it's 2016, and I had my kids, my last child, I had her 7 years ago going on eight, but it is so pathetically sad to me that we live in a society where people are more concerned with showing off their snapback than they are their child.
And their babies. That's horrible. Yeah, that's ridiculous.
You had a baby on
I totally
April
agree with that.
And you on social media holding the camera above your head and whipping your body back and forth to show
mm-hmm,
off your snapback.
Mm-hmm.
You better go sit down somewhere for you have a setback. Now, you don't know
okay.
what a setback is.
That's a snapback.
somebody better go sit down and talk to
Listen,
your grandmother about what a setback
okay.
is.
Okay. You better tell them. You better tell them, Bob. Wow.
You better go somewhere and breastfeed your child. Put that phone down. Don't nobody care about
exactly.
your snapback. We know we're going to see your behind naked on Instagram and Twitter and anywhere else you like to be within the next couple weeks. So right now, give
exactly.
your baby that to
Give it a month. Sister. Give it at least a month.
Oh, be
mom.
A mom. Be a mom
exactly.
and stop trying to flex for the gram.
Hashtag
How about that?
Be a mom. Word.
Hashtag be a mom.
There it is.
I'm
you said it perfectly.
I'm start trolling these people, putting hashtag be a mom at the bottom so people can go off. and other
Glad you brought that up.
News, congratulations mm-hmm. to our girl Kelly Clarkson and her husband Brandon Blackstock.
Yay.
They welcomed
oh,
a
so
baby,
happy for
they, their second child together, and they gave him one of those Wall Street names, boo-boo. His name is
oh, yeah.
Remington Alexander Blackstock, Esquire.
Yes.
Listen, straight Wall Street. Don't trust me with your portfolio.
The door.
Don't trust him with
right?
your portfolio. That's all I'm saying. They gave that baby a Wall Street name.
Meanwhile,
wow, back yes the ranch, meanwhile, back at the ranch, we getting creative using J's and R's and U's. And it's Drew. It's me, Drew. You know how many times that child going to be called J-Rue when he go to school? But that's none of my
yes.
business. None of my business. Now,
wow.
speaking of none of our business, the word on the street is Eva Mendez and Ryan Gosling are expecting their second child. Child, we ain't even seen the first one.
Whoa. What?
We
what?
Ain't even seen the Wait, on the down low. Whoa, whoa.
Where was that being at?
Listen, we ain't even seen the first one. And how about the first one? I believe she is. Wait, how old is their first baby? I think she is. Hold on, let me think. Let me see. I think she's 19 months old. So she
wow.
over a year.
How did you do that?
Listen, when these celebrities say they want to keep you out of their business, they be serious. At least
they
some of them.
Yeah, they be dead serious.
They be dead
you get
serious.
That half, and then we get the other ones doing snapback photos.
The other ones
you know?
We got to watch. We got to see their pregnancy prenatal photos. And listen, I understand. How did we go from the prenatal photos of, you know, how the moms used to cover up their breasts and then hold their naked belly? How we go from that
right.
to butt bonky ass booty naked prenatal
yep.
photos. Like, where the hell did we get
exactly.
there? How did
I don't
we
know.
Get there?
Let us know, y'all.
Oh,
I'm still trying to figure it out.
You know, I love the progression that women have made, but some things I just wish would regress with the quickness.
Absolutely.
I just need to see all that. So what's next? We're going to start taking eagle pictures of the baby head coming out. He's coming, y'all. He's coming.
Child's coming. It's coming. Don't listen. That's coming. Believe
well, you know
me.
What? I take that back. I don't even want to ask for that. I don't even want to ask
I'm telling you, though, they might as well. It's getting out of hand. Wow.
Now, speaking of couples keeping their business private, I didn't write about this on the blog for a number of reasons, but, you know, we on a radio show, so I'm going to go ahead and tell y'all. But I don't know if you guys have heard or seen on those other blogs, but scoop on the street is that Shannon Brown been doing dirt behind Monica's back. Let me tell you something. It hurt my heart. When I say it hurt my heart, it hurt my heart when I heard that and I saw those screenshots. Hey, listen, and my thing is, you shouldn't ever cheat on your significant other, whether you is a boyfriend, a fiance, a wife, a husband, whatever it is, you know. But in the world do you think you're going to be able to cheat and you a celebrity married to a celebrity? It ain't even like you're a celebrity and you got your baby mama back home that y'all went to pre-K together and she just asked for you to show back up. You married to Monica Mubba Muckin' Brown and you think you're going to be able to from what I understand, he has allegedly purchased plane tickets. He's allegedly gone out of town to meet women. He's allegedly flew women to certain towns to meet him. And, you know, the only reason why I didn't write about it is because, number one, chicks lie every day. It's a man sitting in jail right now because a chick lied.
True that. Seven men.
And I do know
that's real point.
Yes, and I do know that when there is a great and a wonderful marriage, you know, the devil get busy and people don't want to see people happy. So I do understand that. Yeah. And, you know, it's sad, but there were people waiting in the cut for that to go down. You know that? It was somewhere waiting for that to go down. You see what I'm saying? Terrible. Like, just waiting. Like, I can't wait till this blow up in her face, or I can't wait till this marriage fall apart. And the only reason why I'm addressing it now on the radio show is because Monica sort of, kind of addressed it herself. Now, both of them went radio silent. Shannon went radio silent when the news broke. Monica went radio silent. She was posting stuff, but she wasn't addressing, you know, what everybody was staring at her about. Like, go say nothing about Shannon. You ain't going to say nothing about Shannon. So Monica wrote this on her Instagram page. And take from it what you will. She posted a video of her kids playing, and she says, "Center of my joy." Now, Shannon ain't in this video. I'm just going to put that out. She goes, "And life. Okay. Tests are sure to come, and because of my faith and belief that God is in control, I don't run to talk about my problems because I'm too busy thanking him for the good he's doing in my life. I'm not fake. I just refuse to give the devil glory that only God should have. My baby's got me smiling." Now, what you take from that?
Wow. That is true.
She said, number one, tests are sure to come. Mm-hmm. What test is this? Is this a test? You know what I mean? Like, this can, I can dissect this all day.
Yeah, you can. Problems is another word that stood out to me.
She said the word problems. She said, "I don't run to talk about my problems." She didn't say that it's all sweet. She didn't say it's sweet over here. She said, "I don't run to talk about my problems." And then she said, "I'm not fake." Because in the thing, they accused, one of the chicks said, "I can tell you that their relationship ain't all that they put it out there to be." So now Monica's saying, "I'm not fake." So she knows it's out there. I mean, how could she not know it's there? But what I'm saying is, this is what she's addressing. Because one of the chicks said, "One thing I can tell you is that their relationship is not all it's cracked up to be. They faking." And here she is saying, "I'm not fake. I just refuse to give the devil glory."
Oh, there it is. Right there.
That's it right there. So you know what? My prayer.
My heart broke. I'm heartbroken.
Listen, I ain't been this heartbroken since Christina and Willie broke up, y'all.
Seriously.
Because it's just like, really? Really?
Yeah.
So You know, I ain't want to have to go there with it, but I mean, it's out there, and I just want you to know what she had to say about it.
Gotta know. Gotta let the ICCs know. Absolutely.
Shout out to President Obama. He about to be busy. You know, President Obama, spectacular orator. For those of you like, what's an orator? Don't be using no $5 words on the show. You know, he's a great speaker, okay? We know President Obama can speak with the best of them. He could could so classily shade the heck out of you and keep it pushing.
Oh, yeah.
But President Obama will be giving 3 commencement addresses, one at Howard University, one at Rutgers, and one at the Air Force Academy. So shout out to President Obama.
He's so awesome.
And shout out to all the students that get to have President Obama give you your parting words on your graduation day. How
the
about
ultimate.
That?
Yes. So, could be also a better speaker.
Okay. So, Carla, let me just go ahead. The NBA had a huge night. A huge, huge night. First of all, like, farewell to Kobe Bryant. Kobe Bryant, you did that. I mean, listen.
Dropped 60 on him
to close out. Like, he basically should have just walked out and said game blouses and just walked out there.
Yes. And Shaq just dared him to get 50.
Yes.
Shaq said,
I dared him to get 50 for you. And this MF went and got 60. So, I mean, it is what it is. You know, I mean, you know, there were lots of people in the building. Those tickets were absolutely ridiculous. Listen, those tickets were so high, I couldn't even have it afforded to sit in the parking lot and just listen on the radio. Remember how the sports people play the games on the radio?
Yes.
I couldn't even afford to sit in the car and listen on the radio. But, you know, farewell to Kobe Bryant. Thank you for bringing what you brought to the NBA, the game, 20 years.
Changing the game, really. 20 years.
Mamba out. So meanwhile, Kobe was having the illest farewell game in life, Steph Curry was changing NBA history and rewriting the history book with a historic 73rd win in a regular season for the Golden State Warriors. Them boys bad, Carla.
Oh, yeah, they are. Oh, absolutely. That record has not been touched in years. Like, the Bulls held it for years. The Bulls held that record. And it's gone. It belongs to Golden State now.
Did you see the meme of Steph Curry hugging the crying face Michael Jordan? I'm good. I can't.
No.
Yes, they had Steph Curry. They had Steph Curry consoling the crying face Michael Jordan.
Oh my gosh, that's funny.
And let's not forget that Stephen Curry has now surpassed 400 three-point shots.
Three-point.
Good Lord.
That shit is amazing. And he's not even halfway through his career yet.
Let him get a look.
Not at all.
Imagine how proud
Quickest release in the game.
Girl, imagine how
absolutely.
Proud I
Her and Dale. Her and his dad. I always think about her and Dale. Like, period. You know, because that happy as he's making them so proud. But shout out to Steph Curry. He's not even a veteran yet. There's so much more to come. He'll be making so much more history.
I'm just proud of him. NBA had a huge, huge night. Can we talk about this chick real quick who was arrested? An Ohio woman was arrested for live streaming her 17-year-old friend getting raped on Periscope. Listen, I don't know how many. One day we're going to dedicate a show to the do's and don'ts of social media. Like, are you absolutely serious? If your friend is allegedly getting raped, the first thought that you had come to mind was to live stream it on Periscope.
Wow.
Huh? Really?
This is really good. When I heard that story, I just couldn't believe it. I had to read it again.
They literally need to lock this chick up under the jail. Now, she's an Ohio woman only because she's 18 years old. She's still a young woman, but she's old enough to be dumb and be held accountable. Here's the quick scoop at KTLA 5. It says Marina Alexavina Lonina, her mom got jokes, and a 17-year-old friend were with 29-year-old Raymond Boyd Gates at the Columbus residence on February 22nd. When Gates allegedly raped a victim. Franklin County Prosecutor Ron O'Brien told Columbus television station WCMH that Lolina started live streaming the sexual assault over the social media app Periscope. Lolina also allegedly photographed the victim nude the night before she was allegedly assaulted. Listen, I don't What about your friends? Will they parents?
Right?
Nope. Will they get help?
Right.
Nope.
You dead wrong.
Like, what? Really?
You dead wrong for that.
You just have to get no help.
That, she need to go under the jail, just like you said. Ridiculous.
Okay, can we talk about the biggest story that hit the internet streets yesterday? A Michigan woman
mm-hmm.
dies after having 16 teeth pulled at the dentist. Carla talked to me.
That was
Carla
heartbreaking.
Talked to me.
Listen, heartbreaking. How does that happen? How does that
How
happen?
How does that
How
happen?
Does that happen? It's crazy.
Like,
it's a lot of folks at fault.
So listen, April Walters of Michigan. She died mm-hmm. on Friday, shortly after undergoing a procedure to have 16 teeth removed out of her mouth. Now, from the news report, they're saying that she had some type of infection in her mouth. So, New York mm-hmm. Daily News reports, it says a 46-year-old woman should not die in the parking lot of a dentist's office, her daughter Amber Waddle said. Walters had the teeth pulled despite the fact that she was feeling anxious, her family said. She was battling a series of health issues, including diabetes, high blood pressure, asthma, and was reliant on an oxygen machine. Her heart rate was still mm-hmm. 130. The dentist came in ready to do the procedure. The dental assistant said, I'm waiting for her heart rate to come down. The dentist
mm-hmm.
said, oh, we're fine, and the procedure started. After Dr. Rana
wow.
Rabin was done, she told Walters that she should go to the doctor and get her heart checked on. Well, shortly after April's family got her in the oxygen tanks to the car, she was having trouble breathing. They thought the oxygen tanks
mm-hmm.
had ran out, so they got more oxygen from the dentist's office. Well, that didn't work. She was literally dying in the parking lot. And guess what, Carla?
This is sad.
Nobody
it's
knew
great.
CPR. Nobody
it's
knew
great.
CPR.
Disgrace.
But then, when the dentist came out, she started yelling, I told y'all to take her to the hospital.
Mm-mm-mm.
What?
It's so wrong. The staff, period, they all need to be prosecuted.
That's negligence.
It's unbelievable. It is negligence. Number one, starting with the heart rate. The doctor obviously, you know, knew he shouldn't even have did the dentist shouldn't have even have did the procedure.
No.
It's a surgery. That's like surgery. Your blood pressure naturally goes up. Your heart rate's going to go up with a healthy person. With a
wow.
normal heart rate. It's
wow.
bad. That's a bad. That's horrible. My heart really goes out to her family. They had to watch
it
her die.
Is. It's terrible. And then nobody knew CPR. Now, April's family has...
That's so confusing to me.
It is. At a dentist's office, don't nobody know CPR?
Especially a dentist. The dentist
and aren't they required by law to know something?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
I don't know what bootleg dentist they were
911.
At.
I mean, listen, after that procedure, they should have. They knew something was wrong before. They should have had... Tell somebody
they
to take someone to the hospital. No, how about you call an ambulance?
Right. They knew something was wrong. That's why they told her family, go ahead and take her around there, because they didn't want
wow.
the responsibility of doing so.
Well,
absolutely. Listen,
big
I would
one,
have
they got a big
hottest lawsuit. It would be called the April Walters Dentist Office.
I know
where
that's
people
right.
come get free dental care from good dentists.
I know that's right. This is horrible. This is a terrible situation.
It really
our family.
Really is. Now, her family, now, wait a minute, it goes from bad to worse, because her family had to set up a GoFundMe to cover her funeral expenses. So they were originally asking for $2,000. Once the $2,000
mm-hmm.
was reached, they came back and bumped it up to $5,400. I was like, now, wait a minute.
Right.
You know,
I
don't trust
now.
No GoFundMe now. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Because naturally... You would ask for what you need, all of what you need up front.
At one time, absolutely.
I never
that
trust
initial...
I never, Carla. I never trust people who
mm-hmm.
change the amount on their GoFundMes. I don't.
Because
it sounds like,
no.
Well, y'all are giving me this. Well, let me see how much more.
Well, let me try this. And then if they get that,
yep.
they're going to come right back. When does it stop?
When does it stop? So,
no.
But with that being said, our condolences to April and her family. Just
yes.
very, very sad. No one expects to go to the dentist and to pass away after going to the dentist. So,
no,
just
goodness.
A very sad situation. All right. So that 30 minutes went by quick, but I'm glad to be back
oh,
on
yeah.
the air. Hopefully we won't have any more technical
yes.
issues. But I want all of you to have a fantastic weekend. And don't forget, kick it with me tonight at 10 p.m. on Facebook, where we do our Facebook live streaming, our live chat, the ICC live chat. Follow us on our social media accounts. We're on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, Pinterest, anywhere you like to play on the internet, we are there. And thank you for kicking it with us for our first week back on the radio. It has been an adventurous one for the time that we're here.
To say the least,
and,
right?
yes. So have a fantastic weekend. We love you guys.
Have
and we'll
a great
be
weekend,
back here
y'all.
Monday morning. Love you, Carla. Love you guys. Bye-bye.
I love you too, Zach. See you.
Come and get